The start. Right, let's get more reaction from the dressing room, joined by David Ball. We were supposed to be joined by Carl Henry, who's gone missing in action, but David Ball is with us. David's great home win today, that. How did it feel?
It felt great, obviously, to see the fans at the end and see this place in uproar. That's what I came here for, and I was delighted for everyone that's involved. And you know, we've been working hard, and you can see us getting better in the last few weeks, and I thought we totally deserved it.
Felt like it's been coming. Last week we were very good at Peterborough, probably should have got the win, should have won easily on Tuesday night, but today we took the chances.
Yeah, we did, and we haven't probably been doing that of late. They came quick, the two goals, and that kind of killed off the game, and we managed it well. We've got a lot of experience out there today, and I think that told, and I'm just delighted for everyone.
Second goal for you as well, first league goal as well. Did you think it was going? It was like slow motion, wasn't it?
Yeah. Doyle's obviously got the flick, and I've just moved off the goalkeeper myself, and I've just headed it goalwards, and I've got my rewards, and you know, I'm delighted to score my first goal at home, and hopefully many more.
Yeah, shame it wasn't in front of the cop.
Yeah, that was the only thing I would have loved to run into the cop, but. No, I'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had to dig in, didn't we, against Oxford. It was kind of a bit scrappy second half. We did what teams have done to us and sort of stopped and started play, and they never got into any sort of a rhythm, which is credit to the way we went about business.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're 2-0 up. It's half time, and we said in the dressing room, you know, manage the game and kill off anything. And if we needed to turn them, we needed to turn them. And I think we did that. And we've seen it out really professionally, and you know, that'll keep us in good stead for games that we do go in front at home.
Yeah, and clean sheet today. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah. I think you know, you've got to attack as a team and defend as a team, and I think we certainly put our bodies on the line, and everyone was there for the cause. So it was great.
Yeah, and that night, Percival. Have you spoken to him after about the sending off? It looked harsh from here.
Yeah, I think it was very harsh. Nathaniel's, you know. He plays like that as a defender, and he's only put his arm to hold him almost, and he's like almost headed his elbow. So I think it was a very harsh one, and hopefully he'll get looked at.
And how's your leg? Because it looked a little bit sore, that one. We could hear it from up here, and thought it might be quite nasty, but it's probably going to be a little bit sore, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just one way it goes right down your knee and your shin, and it's almost your leg goes numb for a little bit. So I was a bit worried at first, but I was having a go at Lewis for selling me short.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
But no, I'm all right, and I'm just glad to see out the game.
Yeah, were you a little bit concerned when the 8 minutes went up on the board on this near side?
Yeah, certainly was, because obviously, you know, we was defending bodies on the line in the last bit, and I was doubling up on the winger with Cads. He's been fantastic, and
it's good today again, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's brilliant. I've played with Cads before, and we've got a good relationship. So
he was talking you up last week, so you can return.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of works straight away, and I'll help him out. He helps me out, and we've got a good relationship that side.
A tough game on Tuesday, but we've got a little bit of momentum and certainly confidence in the camp at the moment, haven't we?
Yeah, the confidence is, you know, the best I've seen it since I've been here, and we've got a little momentum as a team and as a group of players, and you can see the team bonding a little bit better and coming together as a group, and you know, it certainly takes time, but we'll go there and we'll put everything on the line and hopefully come back with something.
Yeah, we'll see you there on Tuesday. We'll let you get warm, it's freezing cold. David Ball joining us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Top man, got a win today.